Welcome to Watchfire Music's Theater of the Imagination. We recommend a pair of good headphones and your favorite easy chair, where you can sit back, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in all three series of this podcast: Scattershot Symphony, Having a Talk with God, and Rosemary and Thyme, the podcast musical. And now, let us begin. Welcome to Scattershot Symphony, the music of Peter Link. That's me. People ask me, why symphony? You're not a classical composer. Well, Wikipedia defines symphony as an extended musical composition most often written by composers for orchestra, often presented in several movements. And so, I bring you the music of a lifetime of composition, often presented in several movements. That's the nature of these podcasts, a scattershot look at a lifetime of music from a variety of genres: pop, rock, R&B, reggae, gospel, musical theater, funk, inspirational, and whatever. Basically, the music we all grew up on. All from the labyrinthine mind of composer Peter Link. That's me. So, strap on them headphones. We're 90% music with just a smattering of commentary. And for God's sakes, turn it up! Hey, y'all. This week, being the first week of this podcast series, I prefer to let the music do the talking. However, if you need to know more about me, please visit wikipedia.com, Peter Link. So, these are songs I always wanted to sing myself, and finally did. Okay, let's go. Many moons ago, actually decades ago, I owned a home in Antigua, an island in the Caribbean, just off the coast of South America. Though I spent most of my time in an apartment in New York City, I would run away to my island paradise as often as possible and learn to go always for at least 3 weeks. 3 weeks, because after two, the last thing that anyone would ever want to do would be get on a plane and go back to New York City. What would I do down there all that time? Lay in the sun, swim in the ocean, eat sweet Delia's good cooking, and write the music of the crickets and the tree frogs and the wind singing through the palm trees at night. Oh, yeah, man. It'd be a good life. White bird.
White bird. He'd fly so low to the water. Turn on the wind. White bird, please take me on down the water. White bird, let me fly again. Fly, racing in the forest. Silverbird, he sang on the sea. Yellowbird, he fly at the red sun. Lightbird, come fly. Hop together now, fly.
Come on together.
Hop together now, fly. Hop together now, fly.
I married a songbird. Actually, I married three of them. But the present one, just 3 months into our marriage, took off to the Rome Opera to star in a production there that would rehearse and perform for the next 4 months. No new husband should ever have to endure the loneliness of those 4 months. So, halfway through it all, I hocked my soul, got on a plane, and flew to Italy for 10 days of marital bliss. Oh, what a precious time that was. But time flies when you're having fun. And those 10 days were all too soon over. And saying goodbye at the Rome airport was an experience that I would never wish upon anyone. But as life would have it,
lost in the emotion of goodbye. Leaving you is just about the hardest thing I ever do. It's just about the hardest thing
up in
lost in the emotion of goodbye. About the hardest thing I ever do. It's just about the hardest thing I've ever done. And oh God, the leaving's just begun. You're moving on. I fly so far away and wrestle with my fear. Just about the hardest thing I ever do. It's just about the hardest thing I ever done. And oh God, the leaving's just begun. Oh God, the leaving's just begun. God, the
I wrote this next song for a workshop production of an all-black musical called Hot Chocolate, specifically for an immensely talented man who was later to play the leading roles on Broadway in Ragtime, Jelly's Last Jam, and The Wiz. Lawrence Hamilton was one singing man and the most amazing quick study I've ever worked with. On the day I was to teach him this next song, I sat down at the piano and played and sang it for him for the first time. When I had finished singing it once, I said to him, "Okay, let's learn it section by section." He said, "I already know it, Peter." I responded, "Yeah, I know you're quick, Larry, but nobody's that quick." He said again, "I already know it, Peter," and then sang it back to me. He sang this song for years, in the show, in his concerts, and in another musical I wrote called The River. Sadly, I never got a good recording of his performance. We always meant to, and I always promised I would, but we never got around to it. Lawrence passed away suddenly at an early age. But the song lives on. And so this version is dedicated to Lawrence. I'm not half the singer that Lawrence was, but a promise is a promise, and Lawrence was the inspiration. I've always known it was one of my best. This is All I Ask. Thank you.
gentleman. Oh yes, I've tried to live by God's own plan, seeking the open sky, giving me room to fly on my own. And this is all I ask, for all I've known here on this tired earth. This rolling stone keeps me from rising up, from filling my rightful cup on my own. So in my solitaire, my dark despair, I long for thee to take me there into the quiet sky, the open air, my liberty. This is all I ask of thee. Yes, this is all I ask. Shall stand each one and every one as God's own man. Then will my soul have flown, then will I roll the stone on my own. And when the sky rolls back and all opens wide, and I can touch the other side, and when the soul of man is one again, forever free, this is where I long to be. Yes, this is all I ask. Forever free. Yes, this is all
What inspires a song? Sometimes it's just a job. They pay, so you write. In fact, I wrote, orchestrated, and recorded over 400 songs for industrial shows for companies like MasterCharge and Johnson & Johnson and Ford Motors, about teamwork and company problems over a 15-year period. In that time, I learned my craft and fed my family. You know, often what inspires a song, besides money, is, of course, a woman. There's always great drama in man's relationship with woman. But most often, for me, it's just simply the events of life itself. My older brother, Jim, who was always my hero, was an accountant. One day, he got laid off at work. He went through a stretch of time where he lost his confidence and went into some pretty serious depression. I was totally knocked out when he turned to me, his little brother, for help. Talk about a 180. Now I was being asked to save my hero. So this is a song for a bro.
Hallelujah, I'm fishing in the river of Jordan. Hallelujah, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Hallelujah, gonna shake the shadows off of the morning. Hallelujah, gonna put the hope back in the bloom. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Break free. I'm begging you, let yourself go, give it all up. Pressure don't have any right to rule any part of you. Give it all up, give it all up. Let yourself go, brother. Nothing is wrong if you think right. Be a good friend to yourself, you're all that you need to be. Pressure don't have any claims on you. So let it all go, just let yourself go. Just let yourself go. Just let yourself go.
Bro, you gotta let yourself go.
Came along, you played it. But I know you. You think you didn't do as good as you should. Now, who's to say what is true? Only God knows. God and you, God and you. Ooh, take your time, bro. See it through. Leave your worries all behind you, all behind you. Go, give it all up. Pressure don't have any right to rule any part of you. Give it all up, give it all up. Let yourself go, brother. Nothing is wrong if you think right. Be a good friend to yourself. You're all that you need to be. Pressure don't have any claims on you. So let it all go. Just let yourself go. Just let yourself go. Just let yourself go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa. You and I have been a long way together. We've been a long way and had our trials.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have, brother.
If you and I could take a little time together.
Hey,
let this burden go.
Take
off. Oh,
oh, oh. Take off.
Hallelujah. Go fishing in a river of Jordan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By the light of the moon.
Hallelujah.
Gonna shake the shadows.
Another source of inspiration for any artist is, of course, the artist's own imagination. Sanford Meisner, my own teacher, once said that if you want to be an artist, whether it be in music or painting or sculpture or the written word, but you have no vivid imagination, try accounting. So, Some songs come purely from the imagination. Are they based on true life experiences? Of course. But these moments of fantasy do not mean that they really happened to the creator. We are all protected by the secrets of our imagination. I get to share the stage in this next song with my favorite musical collaborator of my life, the most talented and professional person I've ever had the privilege of working with, Margaret Dorn. The song, Playing the Fool.
Could be
could write a book, I could write a novel, I could write the manual on playing the fool.
Love songs. The variety of possibilities are immeasurable. The potential is as infinite as outer space. The words from the hurt, the anticipation, the crush, the sorrow, and the flight. And on and on and on. At some point in everyone's life, because of some hurt, some rejection, some deep disappointment, we give up on love for a time, be it moments, be it weeks, be it years, but always, we come back to it.
Have you not seen? Have you not known? Have you not understood? You have known me from the beginning. How could you watch and be so blind? Had we not touched, had we not laughed, had we not spoken words, had we not both stood there in silence as even the breathing slipped our mind, and as the world turned in your eyes, part of you, just for the moment you opened your life and let me in. And when the world turned once again, thousands of miles rushed in. Then standing alone, I knew I would not chance to love again. But for you, on life and love again, but for you. not feel all that I felt standing inside of you. Swept away, though just for a moment, it was a time born out of time. For as the world turned in your eyes, I was a part of you. Just for a moment, you opened your life and let me in. And as the world goes rushing on, leaving this trace of you and all that it puts me through, I will not chance to love again, but for you,
the life of a concert artist is the road. My advice, never marry a concert artist. They are rarely home. My wife, Julia, a concert artist, in the early years of our marriage, was simply gone for great chunks of time. You've already heard one of those stories. For 7 years, she spent all our weekends traveling from New York to Boston to sing at an international church every Sunday. Weekends? We had no weekends. So on the weekends, living alone, I wrote and wrote and wrote to pass the time. Consequently, she's now working on her 15th album that I have written, recorded, and produced for her. For a time, we owned together a second house in the mountains of Colorado. I cloned my New York recording studio in a bedroom of that house in the mountains and would sometimes go out there to write and record. Occasionally, she would free up her schedule and be able to drive out and join me. Julia is a freak for road trips. No plane ride for this girl. Rain, shine, or blizzard, she'd get in that car and drive the white lines to join me. And I'd stand at the window and wait and wait. Wait to see that old BMW coming up the gravel road. The road.
If you don't hurry up, I don't know if my heart can take it. If you don't get here soon, sky, and the moon's pouring through its light like a river, showing you, showing you the way. For you, and the whiteness and wonder that pours through my window.
slip by, and the wind chill white birds tell their story as the hours on the road rush by. And there's only one long road to travel, and it ends right here inside my heart. Lonely is the road across Kansas, and if you don't hurry up, I don't know if my heart can take it.
But then for about 10 years, the good Lord decided that enough was enough. She was finally home to stay. The kid graduated from college, and it was just us two. Those 10 years were sweet. But, that's right. Once more, the road beckoned, and she was gone.
Morning, and cling to
that girl in the grass and her smile and her laughs and the song dancing with the moon.
I am, among many other things, a spiritual seeker. Stick around, you'll be likely to hear a lot of that pursuit in podcasts to come. I've been a churchgoer most of my life, either a churchgoer or a Sunday school teacher. I prefer the Sunday school teaching experience to the sitting in church listening experience. I just get more out of it. But some of my best moments in church are those quiet moments before the service begins, sitting in the silence of God's presence, applying what I've learned, struggling with life, seeking a solution, and then there it is, written on the wall before me.
Ponder these words upon the wall, burned into my memory throughout all these years. And the tears of a grateful heart fall through my life as my joy springs forth at the miracle of this humble, simple truth. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. That's every human need. Words upon the wall, words upon the wall. Sit and wonder what I would do without these words, these pure and simple certainties that have carried me through. For the love that is in my heart fills up my life, and I stand here in awe at the miracle of this humble, simple truth. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. That's every human need. Words words upon the wall, calling out to me, setting me free from my fears. Words upon the wall, reassuring me and setting me free through the years. Words upon the wall, God is love, meeting all my needs. I stand in awe of these simple truths. These words upon the wall.
I have my troubles with religion. Most of the time it's too close-minded and often too political. So I tend to stay away from religious experiences. I prefer seeking a better understanding of my own spiritual growth alone. Well, at least alone with God, whatever God is. I also prefer thinking of God as an it rather than a him or a her. And yet, sometimes I find myself talking to him or her. I also believe that no religion has a corner on truth, and that what separates religions is not who's right and who's wrong, but simply language. Consequently, I seek what I can get from each spiritual practice and take what I can get as well. Earlier, we addressed songs that come from the writer's imagination. In this next song, I get to play one of my favorite characters. The song? He's One of Mine.
Just came to
my senses then. It was not the end, and he would not die. He was my sun, my reflection. And after all, who am I to just stand by and let him die? One of mine, and I will not forsake my family. He's one of mine. I will stay with you all forevermore. Time after time, that old devil will come in sympathy. But you're one of mine, and you do not belong. So anyway, he kept working the streets for me. He leapt through time and through space. He swept on down the centuries. He healed your disease with his infinite grace. He and that Mother Teresa, she healed too. Maybe she even healed you. Savior face, but I'm proud any father would be. Ah, yes, I could go on for days singing his constant praise. Down on my knees, sing with me, Sister Mahalia. So too, I'd be proud to sing with you. I'm proud, I guess that's the bottom line. They were all kids of mine. Arturo Rubinstein, that smart kid. The one with the funny socks. Oh, yeah. Einstein, way to go, Calvin Klein. Even old Frankenstein, he was a kid of mine.
Well, you can't win them all.
But there was this one design, and boy, it worked out so fine. Was the best combined. Yes, and he's one of mine.
Have you ever painted a watercolor? Well, if you have, you'll know that as an artist, you're not always in full control of your medium. You're really in collaboration with the whims of water. I find absolute parallels in writing music. For instance, many truly original moments come from mistakes. Mistakes that I might have made that, when addressed, actually push me into new and unanticipated directions. Uncharted territory. That's when the soul leaps, the heart plummets, a new chord struck. watercolor.
Soft white cinnamon, saffron blue, your strange design. You give me life and I give you you, and I'm lost in a watercolor. The water runs and the edges roll, and for that bittersweet second I lose control. Cinnamon crashes into suffering blue, and I'm lost in a watercolor. Images and imaginings blending in a tank, carrying me with them where I've never been before. Dancing across the paper in a maddening fandango, swirling through the universe like a thunderstorm.
Scattershot Symphony, the opening movement. Next, we'll take a listen to songs reflecting the troubles of our world today. It's the toughest of times, we all know that. But there are solutions. There must be solutions. I hope to remind you of a few through the music. So, come back and join us again for the second episode of Scattershot Symphony, the world we live in. its problems, and some real solutions, all presented in song. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And to keep abreast of the latest episode, you can subscribe to Scattershot Symphony from your podcast app of choice. Thanks to Margaret Dorn, Julia Wade, Jenny Burton, Daryl Tukes, and Jillian Armsbury for lending your amazing talents and voices to this music. What a joy it was for me to sing with you. And thanks to Watchfire Music, Nathan Bergdorf, and the entire staff for all your work in producing and promoting this podcast. A very special thanks also to Stuart Barefoot, our associate producer, for all your invaluable knowledge and great vibes. And lastly, a posthumous thanks to Ludwig von Beethoven for your opening four bars.
This podcast is presented with loving care by the staff at Watchfire Music. If you liked what you heard, we got lots more where that came from. In the meantime, you can find the songs you just heard on watchfiremusic.com/podcast. There, you can purchase the singles or albums and have access to all the lyrics. Also, there you will find all previous podcasts and future scheduling. If you just became a Scattershot fan, tell your friends and stay tuned.
Did you enjoy this episode? If so, check out the show notes and follow the link to subscribe to Theater of the Imagination. There, you can unlock access to its treasure chest of inspirational entertainment and a world of exciting creativity.